Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Kenny, before we get to anything else, one segment on this. I want to make sure I heard this correctly. Is it win or be fired tonight in Kenny G. Cott's world for the voice you heard in that update?
If they come out like they came out against Arizona or against Pittsburgh.
I want you to stop for a second.
Go ahead.
David, I feel like there has to be a level of House of Cards music or something because Kenny just took a serious tone I've never heard. Kenny, he looked into the camera like Richard Nixon and said, I'm not a crook. We're going to need some music for this. But Kenny, I want to hear your soliloquy here, please. Exactly. No. Kenny, Wings, Blue Jackets tonight.
The Blue Jackets are the worst team in the Eastern Conference. It's that simple.
But so they have a cannon.
If you look as bad as you looked against Arizona, twice against Pittsburgh, if you come out and just completely show your belly and say, you know what, pet me, I'm your pet today. You know what, if you come out and do that to me, I don't want to see Derek Lalonde allowed in that building. Revoke his key card right now. LCA, the practice facility, all of it's gone. Derek Lalonde deserves to be fired out of that Columbus cannon.
A win or be fired game from Kenny Cott.
They better show up, man. They got a defensive shakeup. Simon Edvinson is here. Simon Edvinson, the guy I've been asking for months now, is finally here.
Can't wait for him to lose an edge, tip over, and give up a shorthanded call.
Michael, you take that back right this second. Right this second.
And there's Edvinson. Oh, he blew a tire.
First shift, he rolls his ankle, done for the rest of the year.
Gone.
Don't even put that evil on me, Ricky
Bobby. All right,
Bobby.
Kill the music for a minute because I want to ask this question to Red Wing fans, and we'll get back to tournament by the numbers and some lion stuff.
I'm just still laughing over part of Kenny's answer.
What?
I think David heard it.
I'll leave it alone. Well, he didn't say anything about Eisenman this time.
No, he didn't. No.
The point is, they win Saturday. A little bit of relief creeps in. They come out and no show against the Penguins Sunday. If they lose tonight, they will be losers of 9 out of 10 games. The teams that are on your heels have games in hand. Kenny is calling for Lalonde's job if they lose tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought,
guess what? I don't think he's unhinged. I don't think he's wrong. You'd have to do something.
And that's why I asked Kenny yesterday, could you just ride this out and say, you got fix this. You have to the end of this season. And after that, you don't make the playoffs. There is no negotiation. There's nothing else. You're done.
So I look at the Simon Edvinson thing. They're bringing up core pieces. We already saw Mo Sider. We see Lucas Raymond. These are guys who are going to be here for a while. Now you're bringing up another guy, and the team isn't trying. So when that happens, I don't want my new players, my core foundational pieces, to be learning in that system. whatever's working, whatever he's trying to make work is not working. And if he continues to do this, go down that path, yeah, I can't let him guide my young players, help them develop. I can't have that because they're not, it'll stunt their growth. It'll stunt their development.
So, but if you fire him, are you just pulling, is that pulling the plug on this season? Or are you hoping that the next coach can jumpstart it and get you back on the winning track?
The way things have gone around the league, it might be the opposite. It might be just the spark the team needs. There's accountability. Something's actually happening.
There are six teams that are in the playoffs or on the cusp who have made coaching changes this season, in season. The NHL is unlike any other league where firing the coach actually works. The NBA, you fire a coach, you spin a wheel, you're still in the lottery. The NFL, very rarely do you fire a coach and end up in the playoffs. MLB, again, hockey, it's like currency. See, I want to know if the hockey elite thinks Kenny's unhinged. I don't. I think if you end up losing 9 out of 10 and crater, losing to the Pens and then losing to that dreck, which is the Columbus Blue Jackets, even though they have a cannon, you got to try something.
The team is taking on water right now. That's my issue, is it doesn't look like it's getting all that much better. They had one good game, I think it was against Vegas, where they looked okay. They looked all right. This is the team that we've kind of been watching all year. Once Dylan Larkin comes back, we're going to be full steam ahead. And if Derek Lalonde is doing this crap where the team is just coming out unmotivated, unwilling to try in the defensive zone, I can't let my young players learn from that. I just can't do it.
When they were playing the sound in the update, the look on Kenny's face listening to Lalonde, Kenny was absolutely disgusted.
Yeah.
It's a shame. We were all excited for the Wings. We thought, you know what, maybe they're finally going to get this done, turn the corner, make the playoffs, eyes are playing, will be all right. That performance on Sunday, I go, you got to be kidding me.
Car flags on clearance.
Big time. 248-539-9797. David, ticket text
they
coming in.
Take my deal now.
Go to hell.
No, don't sit there and put that out there. No. Last year, the Wings were fighting to get in the playoffs. This year, they have been in and are now falling out. That is fireable. This is the players, not the coach. How can you come out so flat?
Yeah, but it's the coach's job to have them ready to play. I mean, that's it. You can't absolve coach and management.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You want to go to the management level? This is the group you assembled. You want to go to the coaching level? This is the group that you have to get motivated and manage egos and keep them on an even keel. Like, it can't always just be, well, the players stink. Well, you can't trade a whole locker room. You have to make a decision in real time what can shake this thing up and unify this group. Because Kenny's right. I don't care if you're a neophyte like myself or you're the second coming of Don Cherry. Any level of understanding of sports, you watch this Red Wing team since February 28th, lacks effort. Certainly lacking levels of detail. They lack effort. Or as the hockey people say, they lack jump. There's no jump. There's nothing.
There's nothing. And if you're one game and you kind of look like you're in a slump and you're, you know.
Happens.
I can understand that. I can wrap my head around that. In fact, I'd even put that on the players because maybe they just weren't mentally prepared. But when you're doing it for, you know, 9 out of 10 games, 6 out of 7 games, 7 out of 8, I mean, once it just starts to pile up and you're in a playoff race, this is when you're supposed to be motivated.
Yeah, I mean, and watching them, I remember back when it was the Florida-Colorado back-to-back, and it was like, all right, yeah, you'll fix this when you go down and play the Coyotes, because I don't think anybody saw after that you would still keep losing. And then you'll lose to them again once they come here. I was just curious, Kenny, that could you just give him the rest of the season to figure this out? But you're saying
that's
tonight.
That's so Detroit of you. It's always next year, okay, or give him another chance.
No, I'm asking the question to Kenny.
You shouldn't even ask it.
Do you give him a chance because you were so close?
No.
You fixed this, but tell him, if you're Eisenman, dude, if you don't make the playoffs, just grab some cardboard boxes and clean out your office.
But see, you have to understand. You went to a fake high school. You know, you got into Harvard.
Kenny, why am I catching straight?
Kenny and I are men of the streets. You got to understand, I like firing people. Yes, like, this is in my DNA as a New Yorker. I like firing people. You didn't do your job, you're fired.
Mom, you burnt the chicken. You're fired. This is unacceptable.
Santa was late. Fired. Easter Bunny, you're up.
We've talked to the siblings. We're going to move on.
That's it?
We're going in a different direction, Mom. We're sorry.
We've set Dad up on Tinder.
I've never understood how sporting figures get this level of security when they've done nothing. Yet the average guy moving around here misses one quarterly budget and he's flat on his ass. Derek Lalonde, you cannot be the captain of the Titanic and sail again.
No, but the reason why, because you have so few games left in the season, that
15 of them,
maybe you say, okay, this is it for you. Make it. You're in. Lose. We're done. There is no gray area. There's no negotiation.
Let me ask a question. Kenny, is it time in the Iser plan, regardless of what Lalonde does the last 15 games of the year, for a big-name coach?
This was real expectations, what we were wanting this year, right?
Yes.
Is this acceptable towards that goal?
No.
Absolutely not. I don't care if it's a big-name coach. I don't care who it is. You need a change in that locker room. You need a change of
voice. And that's why I asked. Like, if it was 30 games left, I mean, look, but because it's 15 – and you're not, you're like, what, one game out of the playoffs as of now, you can still fix this.
St. Louis was in last place when they had their last cup run in like 19. I know it's just one example from, you know, 5 years ago or 4 years ago. But, I mean, you see teams just improve. This year, like Mike said specifically, seven teams that fired their head coach immediately got better.
I just had a question.
Vancouver's one of the best teams in the league. That's exactly what they did.
Detroit. But case in point, Lane Lambert, the Islanders head coach. Also, best middle-aged man lettuce in the league. I mean, his hair absolutely scores. The point is, Lane Lambert was 20 games over 500. He got whacked. They had 95 points last year. He got whacked in the middle of this season, and they dug up the dead body of Patrick Roy.
And they're probably better off for it.
But that's my point, is that Derek Lalonde doesn't have a good season to draw on. Who is Derek Lalonde? Who are these people? There's no.
These grew from Despicable Me. Have you ever seen the side-by-side?
Okay. We're not doing that. The point I'm making is, if a coach who had a great year last year gets unceremoniously dumped in the middle of the second season when the team's in contention, why the hell can't Derek Lalonde be held to the same standard?
Mike, you can't.
Now, you're being soft.
No, it's not being soft. It's 15 games. Like, you tell him.
You know what those are?
No.
15 opportunities.
If you don't make it, you're done. You put yourself in this situation, get yourself out.
And what I say,
how is that soft?
Treat your head coach like a relationship. Ultimatums don't work in relationships. And they don't work in coaching.
There's plenty of people got married off of an ultimatum.
Where is it? My timing is way off. Nope, that's not it.
Whoa.
That one is.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Wrong.
Wow.
Wrong.
Breaking news.
Wrong button. Wrong button. I'm making a point. If you get to the point you need an ultimatum with your coach, he's already fired.
Fair.
So let's just be done with it.
That's fair, Mike.
All right, Chairman's spine, Lalonde.
Sit! That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.